I don't usually go out on Monday nights, but a few nights back, I was invited to go to the club Arlene's Grocery in downtown Manhattan for their punk rock heavy metal karaoke night. And I went just because it sounded so totally weird. I was fully expecting to find a sullen mob of faded rockers doing their wallflower routine. But it wasn't that at all. Instead, they had somehow replaced the ever-present fear of public shame with this kind of support group vibe. It was as unlikely a center of spiritual empowerment as I could possibly have imagined.
Everybody's really talented, and you know, they're fun when they get up there. Like, it's exciting. You come and you're like, well, what are you doing tonight? So
you look incredibly lame with regular karaoke because you got some dopey track, and over here you actually have an audience. You got people jumping around, and you have, like, you know, thousands of watts of power behind it. Kick ass.
The main thing is that it's a live band, so not only is it karaoke, it's like you get to act out your rock fantasy. You know, you're on stage for 3 minutes, and you know, you can be Robert Plant or you can be Ozzy Osbourne.
We're talking with Owen Kamaski here at Arlene's Grocery, the proprietor for the heavy metal karaoke. So, Owen, how did you get the idea to do this show?
Originally, some guys in LA did it first. I mean, we're not the first, and someone I know, Lyle Stern, was at that show and came back here and said, somebody should be doing that here, it's really cool. And first off, it was just punk rock, it wasn't heavy metal.
So this event sort of seems like it hands across the subcultures to me, because punk rock, I mean, in my high school, punk rockers and heavy metal kids, we were on the opposite ends of the smoking hall.
I was into the punk stuff, you know. I mean, I was a punk rocker in England in 1977, and the rest of the band were all real metalheads, you know, and eventually I let them throw a few songs in, and then it took a whole life on of its own, you know, because of all the hair bands, and I began to see how just kitschy and fun it was, you know, and then I went along with it.
What is your name, sir? Vincent. Every Monday night I come down here, rain or shine, whenever possible, I sing. I have a long commute, so I find it a challenge to learn the song from the time I leave work to the time I get here. Like, I try to learn all the words. If I screw up, I screw up, but it's kind of fun to see if I actually memorize all of them.
So what kind of clientele does it attract?
Nerds and hipsters, you know, guys come down and get up, and, you know, there's a couple of lawyers that are regulars that come down and go for it. And then there's all the hip crew that come in and take part, you know. It's by no means a little downtown hip.
You're telling me that the heavy metal karaoke is not a downtown hip scene? do you have Cinderella people drifting in?
There's a few of them, but I'm not, the models aren't coming, I'm telling you that much, you know. So it's not like that. There's groups of people that come for a while, then they go, and then a whole new bunch come and think they've discovered it. And there's a core group of about 20 people that have been there since day one and still come.
What do you get when you're on stage? Do you get the lyrics in front of you? How do
you get the lyrics in a plastic covered lyric sheet with a nice...
The plastic is important.
The plastic is important, and you know, and even sometimes the beer gets down into the plastic and that's a bit sticky. But I always use a nice Helvetica font for them, you know. I always try to find the right font for people to read, and it's very important to me. So, I like a nice font.
You appear to be in line. So, what are you gonna get? What's she gonna sing?
Ask her. I have no idea. I have to look at the list.
What would your preference
be? I don't see anything that I like. I'm not gonna sing.
What would your preference be?
Some female singers, of course.
Joan Jett. Perhaps I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Here are the lyrics right here.
Oh, great.
One thing I always say is when people get up and I go to give them the lyrics and they go, and I'm like, wait a minute, you can't not have the lyrics, because if you don't have the lyrics, it's not karaoke. You've got to be reading the lyrics, you know. You can't just get up. Otherwise, you're just getting up with the band. I mean, you can do that anywhere. You must read the lyrics.
Yeah, me. And that's when moving on to do something. showboating. You want real karaoke.
I don't want... No. I mean, if somebody performs and that's what they do and they get up, and it's always obvious people that are in bands that get up. You know, straight away they've got it. They're used to being on stage, and that's good. But the better ones are the ones that have never done it and that have come and built up to the point now where they really perform, and they are waiting, you know. I mean, I have to make sure I get them because they're really disappointed if I don't manage.
Here's how it works. There's no rhyme or reason to anything. Just because you signed up first doesn't guarantee that I'll call you. I have the power. I pick at will. Willy-nilly, I pick the people. Willy-nilly, I pick the songs. I pick the songs.
I came here for months and did not sing because I was too afraid until finally I got liquored up again and Owen was asking for virgins and I figured, well, if I don't do it now, it's never going to happen. So.
And what was your debut here? What was the song?
Quiet Riot, Bang Your Head. I was walking on air all week after that. It was so much fun.
My name's Alyssa.
And how long you've been doing heavy metal karaoke?
I've been coming for about a year and a half.
What was your first song
My
here?
My first song was Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot.
Isn't that what you brought here by friends, or how did you hear about it?
I heard about it from a friend, and I came a couple times without singing because I was really nervous, and then the first time I got up there, I was like, oh my God, I want to get back up again.
So are you going to start your own band?
You mean this isn't my own band?
Well, for just a brief moment, I guess it
is. Okay, yes. For 5 minutes every Monday night, it's my own band. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
So do you ever get the itch to just become a legitimate performer?
It sounds lame, but I like having a regular job. I like knowing how I'm going to pay my rent next month. And, you know, making a living as a musician is a very tough life. I'm sure you know.
Initially, we'd have people moshing and stuff, and I was just like, hold on, I'm like 40 years old here. You know, if I was 20, I'd be into it, but this is about coming and living off the nostalgia of these old songs and enjoying that, and everyone enjoying it together, and that's what I'm into. Are you going
to
sing?
Beer is going to have to set in a little bit for
well,
me to
think about it, John. I'll show you the list.
Dutch courage, John.
My wife's pregnant at the moment. She's 6'2" and we read an article somewhere, and that means that our children, they might be giants. So, ladies and gentlemen, from They Might Be Giants, John Flansbury. We've got a new album. It just came out this week. And this is the first single. It's called Surrender.